Wavy tells me that Shane wants to go through my phone. And if I refuse to give it to Shane, then me and Shane are gonna have problems. And I don't know if I was just hungry or if everything just got to me, but the hood in me said some stuff that the normal me wouldn't have said in that particular situation. This is what I said, straight face. You tell that nigga he's not checking. If he wanna check anything, tell him to check his girl since she wants other niggas to check her nudes. I'm a grown man. What I look like letting some nigga check my phone? And if he got a problem with that, then I'm with whatever. And then I walk away. I was expecting everyone to be like, yo, Stanley, you're so hard. Look how street he is. You're so gangster. But everyone's face was like, oh, he's gonna die. All day, I'm waiting for Shane to pull up on me. Is he gonna be behind this corner? Or is he gonna be behind that corner? I was a little worried, I'm not gonna lie. Luckily for me though, he wasn't at school on that day. I go home, I am shaking. Here's why. Shane is a strong dude. He is a star athlete, alpha male, high ignorance dude. But he's not that big to the point where I don't think I can handle him myself. The reason I'm shaking is the people who he hangs around with don't seem like the 1v1 type. But at the time, I was heated, so in my head, I'm like, bump it.